So last time, 4 reasons why it's important to be vigilant with where I think it was it 36 and chess 38. So 4 reasons why it's important to be vigilant concerning what we would call lesser various as well. Right, the first one was just because. Not just, but you know, even if it's a lesser avera, it still is an avera, something Hashem commanded us. Okay, the other three, he says, were all on the fact that if you do end up doing this avera, then it can lead to other things. Right? One was that you'll do the same avera again many times, or someone does avera many times, it'll be nice to catch her. And the last one, which was already said, being some chazal, that you do a small avera, that will eventually lead you to do other bigger averas. Right? Okay. Yeah, if the Yisahar defeats you in something small, the next day it'll defeat you in something bigger. Why is that? How does that work? I always thought, you've done one small avera. Now, before you end your, let's say, tzaddik, you don't do any averas, so he defeated you. Now you're standing over here. Okay, so now your Mechana says now is like further along. Now he's managed to defeat you, so he's going to start working on the next thing in line. You know, he's won the first battle. Now he's going to carry on moving inland, you know, until he gets to the next place, you know, and he'll go further. Yeah, and you know, until you're totally under his shita, right?
Like the inverse of the concept of open an eye of a needle, and I'll
right.
Sort of the same thing, it's in the other direction.
Yeah, okay, so now he's going to bring this postdoc.
I think it's working also by follow technique. We're very unfortunate that we're living in time when there's not immediate retribution for what we're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And when you do some aware aid, you're a little bit upset and so on. But then you see nothing happen.
Right, yeah, that's
it's
also true.
There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
You're already right. Productive, you're also right now, you know.
Right. Okay, yeah, I see that makes sense too.
It's particular to this generation, as a general, the general Muhammad.
No, when they have Sarai, it means they
are
washing Sarai. In a second, you have Sarai.
Right.
And then what?
Yeah. That wasn't what Sarai with all of us.
It's immediately into most punishment.
That's a particular one, and that's a ham. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but actually, he's going to bring another pasuk, another example of this one, a pasuk, and we'll see how he explains it.
Well, the prophet says that you bad Jew, it works very, very. But because when Rabbi said you bad Jew, you think, what about yourself? That's all.
Right. So let's see, he brings now another pasuk. We'll see how he explains this pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Remember, he brings the story of Cain and how Cain killed Abel. Shvachu comes to Cain and he says, what happened here? And. Right, and. Okay, so. Before Cain killed Abel, actually. Hashem refused to accept, didn't accept Cain's carbon, and he was upset about it. So he brings the pasuk. It says, Venema. It says in Bereishis, Hashem said to him, Haloi im teitiv se'eis. Okay, it's really going to go through the whole pasuk. When I first read it, as didn't know how to read it at all. Maybe in your, I saw it on the way through, there's different parts of the pasuk, which he quotes and explains. So the whole pasuk is like this. The pasuk said, Hashem said to Cain, Haloi im teitiv se'eis. If you rectify, you improve your behavior, we say here, se'eis, then Hashem will forgive you, or everything will be okay. If you do not, then we are reading from the pasuk and from the chumash. If you don't, then lepesach chatos roivet. Right, that's what says the pasuk. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means lepesach chatos roivet. The sin will be lying waiting for you. How they said here, sin rests at the door. Sin rests at the door. What does that mean? So Rashi, the Anatoria, says that means that if you're going to do Averis, then the sin will be waiting for you. When you die, the sin will be waiting for you to go with you, and you're going to have to end up paying for it. You could say, yeah. Lashon Rashi is there. Rashi says, the Pesach kivrucho chatos cho shmei. It comes from the Targum. Sin, yeah. Okay. That seems an other possible. Other Benin is going to explain this differently. Yeah, we'll wait for you in the future while they say here, that's for unless you repent. Okay. The pasuk carries on. This sin is, or the yetzer is, its desire is towards you. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the Yitzhah Hora is waiting and wants to make get you to sin. Yeah, Yitzhah Hora is always there waiting for you to sin. Nevertheless, yet, despite the fact that Yitzhah Hora is waiting for you, you can, if you want, overcome it. That's what Hashem said to Kai. So let's see how Rabbi Yonah explains this further. Hashem said to Cain, if you want to improve, se'es, perish. This means, say in the middle of se'es, it brings poskim
bereishis. Is it
38, right? Yeah, right away, exactly, yeah. Se'es, if you improve your ways, se'es, perish. Lomanof l'pnecha, I said before, nof l'pnecha. Yeah, as they say here, his countenance had fallen. He was upset. So he says, why? Don't be upset. Hello, imtative masdechol atoshu vedai. That means if you do better, what does that mean? You rectify your ways. Yeah, if you do tshuva what he had done wrong, se'es. Perish, that means tisaponecha, the opposite of noflupanecha, will lift your countenance. Everything will be okay. We'll show you all the tisaponecha mimum. Or a second understanding of se'es is of Hashem Lashon Smicha. I think it's Rashi in the Targum saying Lashon of se'es means Hashem will forgive you. So if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. But on the other hand, v'im loy seitiv lepesach atzrevis. This is the hemshach of the pasuk. The pasuk goes on. If you do not do tshuva, v'im loy toshuv me'ashech atoso, then lepesach atzrevis. And listen now how he explains this one. Loy ha'ovayin asher b'yodcha levada yonin itcha. So it's not like actually, not only when you have this affair that you have done, but you have more than that. Ki ha'yetzer roivetz la'pesach, the Yetzer Hara lies in wait at the door, la'hachti oischa b'chol asher teilech, and anywhere you go, he's waiting for you. Right? Again, Rashi is understanding this means if you don't do tshuva, then the Einish for this punishment is the waiting for you. He's saying, no, there's much more. If you don't do tshuva, the Yetzer is waiting for you. What do you mean the Yetzer is waiting for you? He's got you once, and he's waiting there to get you again. Wherever he says, b'chol asher teilech, anywhere you go. And so it looks like he's trying coming from the word here, the Pesach is written by the door. What does that mean by the door? So Rashi said it means the Pesach kivrcha, the door of your kever, of at a door, at death's door, right? He's saying, no, it means it's waiting for you. You're there, whatever direction you're going to go in life, wherever you're going to go, he's waiting to go with you and to be machshavah, whatever you do. And he carries on. When it's he's going to defeat you. Since he has defeated you one time, he will continue to defeat you. And he'll lie in wait and he'll try and trap you. And this is a continuation. It looks like it, I think you might be saying, since he has already trapped you and you haven't done tshuva, so he's going to defeat you again. If you're not interested in doing tshuva and you're avarious, then he's going to be waiting to be machshim you again. And again, you're not going to do tshuva to that either. It's just going to get worse. Where does he see that in the pasuk? He says, the Yitzhah will lie in wait for you. Okay. Understand that's how he's reading the pasuk. You've done away once, and then the Yitzhah will lie in wait for you to be much on you again. But he said that he'll probably defeat you again. Where does he see that in the pasuk? So I think it might be from this word, Lepesach Chatos Revitz. It doesn't say in the pasuk, Lepesach, the Yitzhah is waiting. What he's understanding, it means like the Yitzhah is waiting for you. So how do you read the pasuk? The Pesach by the door, chatos revis, the sin awaits. Then he's saying, if you don't do tshuva, you're likely to do more avayos. That's what the pasuk is saying. Because it's always waiting for you, and judging your past behavior, he's going to defeat you again. And so this will lead you likely not to do more avayos. And then the pasuk carries on, zeilecho toshukosvei. His desire is towards you. I think from here on in it's like Rashi. He's waiting for you. His horror, his tshuka, his desire is the hadichako to make you sin. He's waiting for you. His chodes. So the pasuk is saying interestingly, someone who doesn't avir and doesn't do tshuva, all of a sudden, his horror's eyes light up. Oh, here's someone who I can get. His tshuka, the Torah says it to shuka, to shukosva. It's a horror looking for a good mark, someone he can gets, so he's the one he's going to target. He's going to target you more than anyone else. Otherwise, it says here, different understanding than we said about just before. We said, why is it if you do one thing, you're going to end up doing another thing? Okay, it's either in the psychology of it, your own psychology, or... Right, and now that's what you're standing now. That's the next battle. He's saying more than that. Once the horror sees he's defeated you, so he's going to redouble his efforts now. More than he was before. And that's going to lead you to the worst of Vegas. Right, so Prem Shalevitz has got in one of his... in his Sefer Al-Atayah, the Sikhist Muslim. I think over there he says that he introduced a concept called, which I think he calls Sakonas Hanafila. Right? A person who is a stable person, is going a certain way which is used to going, so then he's less likely to Navega. Once a person is in a situation of Nafila, he's falling, Nechshal Navega, then, as you said, there's always a sakona, there's a danger that you fall much further. I think he's saying it again more of a psychological idea. You don't have the structure, you don't have the structure you normally have. You're in a limbo, so then you don't have the normal structure which kept you as you are, you kept going. So then, if you don't watch yourself, you'll end up falling very far. So he's saying a similar idea, but more inside the Yitzhahara's point of view. Once you've done one Aveira, then all of a sudden Yitzhahara is going to become stronger and redouble his efforts to make sure he gets you even more. Okay, so that's another danger of even letting yourself fall into one Aveira, one small Aveira. And he just finished off the pasuk with the Atatim Shal Goy. Nevertheless, don't think, according to Ben Yehuda, it's like a shmak, why did I have to say this now? He's saying, I just told you, to put yourself in a situation where the Yitzhahara is going to redouble his efforts, then all his efforts are pointing towards you. Okay, so what can I do now? Okay, I've fallen now, you're telling me now I'm almost certainly going to fall now further. He says, no, nevertheless, you can, if you wish, still conquer this Yitzhahara. In Tirtzah, it's Gabbing, or still nevertheless, if you do wish to overcome this Yitzhahara, you can. You still will get an Einish only as a Torah, since you could have defeated them if you wanted. Okay, that's where he already understands his Pasuk. Yeah, I think a very nice chat. And that's where we see again this idea. Okay, that's kind of 39. Summit test. The Omar Shleima Olava Shalem. Shleima Melechze. In Mishle. Yeah, Boz Lindovol. Yichove Eloi V'yirei Mitzvah Hu Yishulam. So let's see how he explains this. Omar Zeh Al HaBoz L'Aveir Esakalitz Boz L'Dovo. He says something with HaBoz is you find it how do you translate Boz? It's not important. So
belittles.
Okay, good. Someone who belittles something. What's this something? So about certain Aveir Esakalitz, they're not important to him. Yeah, he finds these Aveiros not important, belittles them, okay. So what's going to happen? Yechoveloi. It's going to end up turning around and biting him. Right? Yechoveloi is going to end up hurting him. I mean, I find that's kind of for the reasons we have mentioned previously. Whereas the opposite of that, Virei Mitzvah, someone who is fearful of a mitzvah even, and not only a small aveya, even a mitzvah, perhaps you say, not doing a mitzvah, even less than a degree than an aveya. So even for a mitzvah, he's very careful, or considered, and he's worried. Then, kashay yiram aveya chmura, he's someone who's scared of mitzvah to the degree he's worried about serious aveyas, Yishulam, he will get repaid. Whom it's ated alag mun hasholim, he can look forward to getting the complete reward. Okay? Okay. And he brings some chazal, in Avos, we have a zohi b'mitzvah kala k'b'chamura. Again, they say the same idea. As I've said the whole way, so now, even a mitzvah kala, you should be careful with chamura. I'm not sure if he's saying here a mitzvah kala refers to a mitzvah, what we call as an essay, like he just said, from Mishle, that even a mitzvah kala should be, and it's only a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah kala, should nevertheless be as serious as an aveir or chamura. Maybe that's what he's bringing there also. V'oyda mosh mitzvah geres mitzvah aveira geres aveira shaskar mitzvah aveira. he just explained Avega Gerez Avega, how one Avega leads to another Avega. Yeah, I'm not sure if you would use the same understanding in inverse, so that works as well. Why one mitzvah brings to another mitzvah?
I think the opposite side of the coin is I'm scared to miss a mitzvah. In other words, I'm scared to miss a mitzvah, so I'm very alert for mitzvahs. It's a problem. I'm always on the lookout. And so you're in that mode, and you're more in the mode, the more it works, the more you...
Right, yeah, that's
you're
right.
And you're ready for the next one.
Right, so that's not exactly the same idea as the same with Avega. Avega, he's saying
it's
because...
It's a different pool through the fear of not getting it right, you know. It's a different fear, it's a positive fear.
Yeah, okay.
It's not fear of punishment. It's fear of that you're not doing what you're supposed
to
do.
Okay, well, I didn't look up in Ben Yehuda himself and all this how he explains these two things. Maybe I'll do that before next time. Yeah, I was just wondering if you think it's shaykh maybe to say like the opposite of what we said. So now, want someone who's overcome the Yitzhara, so now that will somehow weaken the Yitzhara, like you just said, someone who's been defeated by Yitzhara, will redouble his efforts now to be mastering further. And if the other way around is true as well. When you defeat Yitzhara, then you've got him on the run, so he's less likely to try and disturb you. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. I don't know. I'll have to have a look there to see what he says. Okay, let's come. We'll leave this over here. Actually, the next one is actually Vidui, which is only a couple of lines, but we'll have to leave that for the next time.
Thank you very much.